Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Let's get to our Big Pat Picks. Usually do it on Thursday. For those who are not a part normally of our Thursday show and they don't hear this segment, we just pick the four Northwest schools and their games against the spread. Now, there's no Oregon State game this weekend. They have a bye, so only three games to pick from. Here's how we did last week. These were not – did you do Big Pack Picks last Thursday?
No,
it was Casey.
No, Casey was in here.
Casey did. Okay. Casey won the weekend. He went undefeated.
Nice.
Michigan, Oregon, Washington State, Oregon State. All covered the spread. Sprager, you had a 2-2 weekend. You took the Huskies to cover against Michigan. Did not happen. You did take Oregon. You did take Washington State. And then you took Lafayette. Yeah, hater. I missed on the game my team played in. I took Rutgers to cover 17.5. Oopsies. And one of the other ones, Michigan, Washington State, Oregon State.
Yeah, who looks worse there, you or me, going against our schools?
Yeah, neither one good. We doubted our programs. We shouldn't have done it. Season record, Sprager still in first place, 16-10. I am at 14-12, and the producer chair is at 10-16. So a 4-0 right. Weekend was exactly what that chair needed to get back to 10-16.
All right.
Here's we go. We'll go quickly on this one. Two of the games, probably not a lot of interest in it. First up will be, let me go in chronological order here, tomorrow at 12:30.
Yep.
Biggest game of the bunch, probably.
Huskies
are at home against Illinois. Your line right now, by the way, it's a Big Ten Network game, not even a normal.
Jake Buck game.
It's a Jake Buck game. The line right now, Washington -4 at home against Illinois.
I will take the Huskies in a bounce-back spot here. I took them last week, and that was a total idiotic move. Big Nooner games are tough. Michigan's defense showed up, showed out.
They're also not very good on the road or haven't been underfished.
I just don't think that offense is going to get shut down the way Michigan shut that offense down. I'll take over a field goal here. I also don't think the world of Illinois. I'll take Washington -4.
Okay.
Yeah, the Huskies offense is a dynamic and against not such a formidable force in what Illinois has got. I'll take the Huskies at home -4.
My biggest concern, I'm going to take Washington too. My biggest concern is they're still dealing with injuries up front on their offensive line and they're not sure if two of their guys are going to be able to play or not. And they just have not been able to effectively run the ball with Jonah Coleman in a long time, which is weird. After the start, he hasn't had a 100-yard game since UC Davis. I think I read since that game he's only had one carry of 10 yards or longer, and I think it was against Rutgers. So they just can't run the ball right now. I'm going to take them because they're at home and they're a different team at home, and I'm with you. I don't put a lot of stock in Illinois. I don't think they're very good this year.
DeMond had a really bad game
last week.
I expect a bounce back.
I do too. But the only thing that concerns me is the offensive line. I'll take the Huskies -4. Are we all taking Oregon?
Yes.
What's the line?
Right now on ALNA, it's 32.
I mean, if they did what they did to Rutgers on the road,
the only thing is
how bad the weather could be.
That's the only question I have about a 32-point spread.
So is it 30-0 you're talking about then?
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
45.
You just run the ball 80 straight times and you don't want to throw it.
I mean, it's really if they can't hold on, if it's so sloppy that you can't hold on to the football and they give them some short fields.
It never rains in Austin, though.
Other than that.
Never does.
No. Name your score.
All right. Three out of three. We'll take Oregon. Last but not least, this game, let me check the channel, is a C-Dub game this weekend. And one of those like, hey, what's up with that line? Washington State is hosting Toledo. They're coming to town.
The Mighty
Toledo.
Rockets.
The Mighty Rockets
Some
of Holy Toledo.
Coming
What's
to
in
Pullman.
Their speedo?
The Cougs are a 1.5 underdog at home to Toledo.
Who's 4-3, by the way.
4-3 Toledo.
Their wins are against Western Kentucky, Morgan State, Akron, and Kent State.
Did you say Morgan State?
That was a Morgan,
Morgan State. The Bears.
Can anybody explain this?
They were within a touchdown of Kentucky.
Seems like a trap.
They lost by a point to Western Michigan.
Which makes me want to take Toledo.
I mean, I think the theory would be Washington State has played back-to-back really tough road games against ranked teams. Now you're coming home, you're playing Toledo. A program like Toledo will get up for this game because it's a chance to have a win over a Power 4-ish team in Washington State. Name recognition, like I think that would be the theory in Vegas.
I'll fall into the trap here, I think.
Home dog.
I think I'm falling into the trap.
Jimmy Rogers.
They're playing good football right now.
This is not good.
You're taking Toledo?
No, we're all taking the three same.
I mean, look.
If no dissenting opinions this weekend. Is that good or bad for us? We'll find out.
Who's first place?
You were in first place currently.
I think you two should feel good about tailing me.
Yeah, you should also feel good because if you are wrong, we can't make up any ground on you because we picked the same games. So even if you go 0-3, we'll all go 0-3. Just we'll be in the lead.
That does make you feel good.
There you go. Big Pack picks every usually Thursday, but this week on Friday because, you know, Chauncey got arrested by the FBI.
If we would have got out of the stadium after Ole Miss escaped Wazoo with their lives and got like a group of frat Ole Miss bros together and said, that team you guys just won by a field goal is going to be a one-point dog to Toledo in 2 weeks.
At home.
They would have called you so many things at that point.
No
That's
chance.
That's a crazy weird line.
Crazy weird line. I want to talk a little bit more about one of those games, get to a little bit of an upset watch. Are we in store for more chaos? Last week it was Miami and others in the top 10. Are there more that could be going down this weekend? We'll start the final hour there next. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.